Wrestling has more than one royal family.
We've dropped two episodes. I have a story out on the sister blog site. But it's time for Pete and I to dive in. This is the Word Shoot Show, episode 35. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Lyndon Burton, joined by our other host, Mr. Peter McGinn. Pete, I've talked to multiple people, and like I told you off air, I have not given a single pick this whole week because I was waiting to talk to you. I'm ecstatic. How you doing, brother?
I could tell you're a sack. You blew out your mic in the intro.
Oh, I did? Oh, damn. Yeah, I just...
It's all right. Funny, though. No, it's hilarious.
For the people that didn't know, I said it's WrestleMania season. It's WrestleMania time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's WrestleMania weekend, baby.
We got so much shit going on.
We even got shit going on as we're recording now. I believe Supercard of Honor is on right now.
So. Oh shit, the Ring of Honor card's right now. I thought that was tomorrow.
Right now. Like, I think it's 0 hour as we're recording. So, like, there is much shit happening. Like, yesterday there was some like GCW shit going on.
And the WWE people were at the Forbidden Door. Nick Khan and Triple H are about it because Nick Khan was at the GCW event and Shayna competed with I don't want to say William Regal's kid. I should know his name. But I'm blanking on it.
But
William Regal's kid fought in Bloodsport as well. Like, Josh Barnett and them have a good relationship. So I could see some of those people start to come over to WWE for some pay-per-view. Like, it's really about to be Forbidden Door level shit. And Jordan Grace tweeted there should be more TNA and WWE collabs.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it'd be more like ROH and NXT, not roster stuff.
Okay, so, and see, I don't think it'll be Tony Khan's company, as shitty as that is, bro. Like, I'm going to keep it a full stack. I think the beef that Tony Khan has started will not allow. But I could see maybe TNA people mixing with WWE. Like, Josh Alexander and Moose should fight one of the top stars in, like, some of the main event people in WWE. I don't want to see Josh Alexander fight NXT. Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, it depends on who he fights.
Ilya and Melo are the exceptions. Facts.
Or Trick. I mean, I'm cool. I guess we're not doing NXT predictions, but I really want Trick to win tomorrow.
So real quick, because we're going to discuss basically our predictions for WrestleMania, but me and him haven't talked. And if you haven't, check out our other videos released, because this podcast is being more active now. The plan that I discussed in January is finally here, and it's time. Like, literally, the reason why we weren't being active is, and not active, because me and Pete do episodes for the show, but I'm saying I want to do more in the wrestling sphere under the Work Shoot Show banner. Yeah. And now that I have equipment that I need, it's gonna happen, Pete. You can pop in whenever you want, or you can join me. Like, you know, this is your baby just as much mine. I'm gonna be streaming after Raw, and I'm gonna stream after WrestleMania. I'm gonna do the first 2 days for sure on TikTok, legit. But after that, I'm gonna try to make it, because I just don't understand to do TikTok at the same time as YouTube. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Once I get that figured out, we'll be streaming on Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok. But for WrestleMania, it's going to be on TikTok immediately after. And I'm going to try to do more interview videos just to give content throughout the weeks between our episodes. Because let me say, everyone who's joining from YouTube, y'all kicked ass this week, man. Y'all supported us. Y'all gave us a lot of views and a lot of new subscribers. I am ecstatic with the YouTube representation of the Work Shoot Show. Yeah. Y'all loved it. So thank y'all. Welcome to the family. And like Pete always says at the end, join the Discord, because we will be talking WrestleMania in our Discord, either in mine or Pete's. And, like, literally come join and we will talk, and it's going to be a great time. But yeah, to your point, NXT, you think Trick wins? Because I think Melo wins because he leaves. He's leaving.
I think Trick wins because Melo's going to the main roster.
Because Melo leaves? Okay. That's
Trick is...
Melo puts him over. Yeah.
Star. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want, like, I didn't know who I wanted Ilya to lose the belt to. It's Trick. It's 100% Trick.
When they both go, yeah, you're right.
When you see 12,000 people tomorrow singing Whoop That Trick, it's going to be like, yep, he made it. Like, it's over. Like, it's,
man, what I love about the Triple H era, they've been letting them build outside of the show. Becky Lynch and Rhea fought at Ari Helwani's show. LA Knight and AJ Styles fought today at the media day.
He got busted up. AJ
and then Trick and Melo came so close to scrap. Like, Melo almost hit him at Wale Mania. Wale was literally the rapper. Wale was holding Melo back, and Kaz from the Ringer was holding Trick back. Like, it was crazy, bro. It's and then great. You see AJ France. Like, it was just a mixture of the world. And because it's no longer Vince McMahon, Triple H is letting these guys interact with all the wrestlers from the other companies. Why wouldn't you? That's free
they
marketing.
Understand it. Yeah. It can go viral and shit on Twitter and whatever.
And unlike the NFL, there's no such thing as tampering in wrestling. These guys can go and talk and say, hey, why don't you want to come? Like, come on up. Like, Triple H and Nick Khan, bravo to them. Because the way, just from seeing WrestleMania and how you have all these people at Josh Barnett, at House of Glory, all these different things, that would have never happened last year, Pete. You know that just as well. Vince McMahon was not letting none of that shit fly.
Nope.
So I think we're in a good time, man. So you got Very Trick good. Winning. I think I'm going to pick Trick, too, because I think you're right. Like, put Trick over and Melo leaves. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything for Melo to win and then leave. That just hurts Trick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So unless they want to carry it to the main roster. I think, I'm with you. You're right. You're absolutely right. So I'm going Trick as well. I don't see Ilya losing to the Mob Boss. I'm going to just call a stack.
The perfect route, Trick beats Ilya, Ilya beats Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dream scenario. But
Bash in Berlin, baby. That's when Ilya should probably be there.
Yeah, no, so, I agree.
So those are our picks for Stand and Deliver. We're not really talking about it. Do you think that, last question I got about that, do you think Roxanne Perez wins and beats Lyra Valkyrie? Because people are saying she should go up, but some people in NXT say she needs to stay. So I don't know how that's going to go.
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad we're not picking Stand and Deliver.
Me neither.
I think if she loses, that means she's going to the main roster. But if she wins, she's going to be in NXT for at least a year. I'm saying.
No, so that makes sense.
And especially with Tiff leaving and no Cora Jade, they need Roxanne there, at least until Cora comes back. So
That sounds right. Yeah, I think I would agree with that statement.
And the other thing I want to ask you, how do you feel about, two things. How do you feel about AEW and the way they've been booking recently? And on booking, how do you feel about the CM Punk comments? Because I know Punk's your favorite wrestler. I told you I was going to ask you about this.
No, he's not my favorite wrestler.
Oh, well, he used to be. You know he used to be. Yeah, you know he was. So,
dude is a bozo. I live life in the same way. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Probably a duck. Like, the man takes no responsibility for anything that's ever happened. It is, 25-plus year. Everything is always someone else's fault. Man. Guess what? That's probably not true. And
at first I was believing everything. I was believing everything until me and you talked, and then you made me open my eyes. So there, I dug deep in preparation of this. I think, like you said, Punk was lying about some shit, but I think some shit, like the Buck shit,
I'm not saying he's all full of shit.
Okay,
I just wanted to take
some accountability. Yeah, facts.
There's nothing wrong with admitting you were wrong.
Facts. And see, the way I think about it is the way he discussed, his tones were two different things. I think he was 100% wrong with the Bucks and Kenny. I think he was wrong in that situation. I think the Jack Perry thing was on Jack Perry. Like, legit.
Yeah,
like,
but it's like one of these things where it's like, if you don't handle it, I'll handle it. You know, I'm gonna handle it. I'm gonna handle it with
I'm
gonna
choke
fist.
Him. Yeah, I didn't
you're
think
a grown ass man, bro.
He was like, I didn't punch him. I choked him. I was like, damn,
you know,
punk. That's
you know
not
Jack
good
Perry
either.
Was? You know what Jack Perry was doing? He was being a fucking punk.
Yeah.
Guess what you were doing when you were that age?
Being
you
a
were
punk.
A fucking punk. Mm-hmm. God, just like the irony is just so strong.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
No,
and
if I do it, it's okay. If somebody else does it,
it's
a problem.
Wrong. Yeah.
And that's what I hate. That's why I can't stand these double standard shit that he does where it's like, I built this so I can do it. It's like, nah, man, you didn't build. I mean, he did build shit, but like,
But no, just because this is your, too. This like, because this is your show doesn't give you a carte blanche to like do whatever you want.
But it's like this in life, where it's just like if you make money, you get away with more shit. Like straight up. If CM and Punk if you're was
richer,
not a draw,
the richer you are, the more shit you get away with. That's a
if
fact.
CM Punk wasn't a draw, he would not be in the company. But
no,
he's a huge draw, and that's why he's there. He puts asses in the seats and he makes money, so he gets away with more shit, and that's they did
will
that
say
for AEW for a while.
No, they did, and we said he should have been out after the Kenny shit, like, and
100%.
Like that's when we thought he should have been out.
That's when I was
better.
Like almost off the bandwagon, and now I'm fully off.
I think the thing that I'll say, I think Jack Perry was wrong for cursing out Tony Schiavone and Doc Samson. Like if those people tell you not to use real glass, I'm sorry, Jack. Just don't do it. Like, why would you not listen to Tony Schiavone and Doc Samson too? It's not like it was Max Caster telling you no, or like, you know, one of your peers. These are adults in the situation. And I do think Tony Khan was wrong for how he handled that, in the sense of, bro, you should have been the boss and told Jack no instead of having all these different people give their opinion, because now it looks like you can't lead. And that's the one thing, the other takeaway, besides I think Jack Perry was wrong. And this was the major takeaway that I think Punk is on or something. I don't like how Tony's leading this, Pete. He's letting the wrestlers do a little too much. And like, there's no buck that stops with him. It's not like in WWE, you know, Nick Khan and Triple H, once they say something, it's over with.
Yep.
In AEW, you could maybe go talk to Brian Danielson and he'll convince Tony. Or you could talk to Edge, he'll convince Tony. Like, Tony doesn't have the... He's not showing the cojones. Like, I'm sorry. That's what it is. Like, I agree with you about Punk needs to take accountability. He was wrong as a $2 bill for that shit he was doing. And you opened my eyes to that. But I got to say, my eyes are still on the fact that Tony might be a bad boss.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to steal a take from one dude that I like really respect named Cedric Phillips. And he has this thing where he hates Vince McMahon as much as almost I hate Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. But the one thing Vince McMahon did was he let everybody know that this was his company.
Facts.
That's not the case with Tony.
Facts.
And sometimes you need to be that authoritative figure to run a successful business, a company. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to be a douchebag or an asshole. Or,
mm-hmm. You can do it nicely.
You need to have a sense of control, a sense of power. And with that, I think comes respect. And, you know, I do think people do respect Tony Khan for like a lot of the opportunities that they give wrestlers.
Yeah.
But that's more of like a friend than a boss.
Mm-hmm. And they respect the fact that he pays them well, you know what I'm saying?
No, like all that is good. It's just like, if you want to, you know, if you want to include yourself, like the way he does a lot of times, like, I feel like he needs to like understand that. And it's tough saying that when he's a billionaire, but like,
we're right though. Cause like the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't run like that, but that's because that's his dad's shit. Fulham's not run like that because his dad is the main boss there. His dad's not the main boss here. And it's like, maybe in those other situations, Tony could play this role. Like, I honestly feel like he's the good guy in the Jags. Like, oh, let's go talk to Tony. Maybe nice things will happen. Maybe he could talk to his dad. And I feel like that's the role he's been in and he's used to it. But in AEW, he can't be that guy.
Yep.
He has to be the bad guy because there's no one on top of him. He's the final boss. So, like, what's he doing?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I just don't know. How do you feel that Dynasty's been booked? I feel like Swerve and Joe have a great story. I'm excited for Brian Danielson and Will Ospreay, but there hasn't been a story behind
I will say that I think the booking is getting better. I feel like we were in a rut for a little bit.
We were.
And I think ever since like since Hangman got suspended, I think we kind of got something a little bit going. And so I think I said on the last episode, I'm gonna let it cook.
Okay.
Because I'm liking what I'm seeing, but
there's some I like and then some I'm just like, what's going on? Like Jay White got lost to Billy Gunn in a disqualification. What the fuck is that?
So it's like, it's tough. Well, yeah, I think you said it perfectly. There's things I like, there's things I don't like, but I think for me personally, when I think I saw something switch gears a little bit, I'm going to give it its time and maybe in a month or so, if it's, depending on where we're at. If I'll say this, if Swerve ain't the champ,
yeah, that's how I feel.
Blow
as
it
well.
Up. I'm like, so sick of this shit.
Literally, I'll say this.
So
Pete,
sick of it.
I'll make it official. We will not discuss this conversation of AEW's booking and the status of it until after Dynasty. We will let it cook. You're absolutely right. I'll see what happens. You'll see what happens. And there's some things, like, for example, if Swerve is not the champion, there'll be hell to pay. If Jay White and the Bullet Club Gold aren't the trios champion, or Jay White's not going for a singles belt, we will be uproar. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other things that need to happen. Do you think Tony Storm needs to retain championship?
No, give it to Mercedes as soon as possible.
She's not going for that. That's the crazy thing. She's going for the TBS.
It's silly. They need a woman. I like Tony. You haven't had a woman star in AEW since you started.
Facts. Britt Baker's the closest thing you had.
Britt is good.
But she's not Mercedes.
Britt is, like, if you're doing like a tier list, Mercedes is an S tier. Britt's like a B. Put it on her
high B plus. I think she's high B plus.
Humanly possible. Like, you need a woman. Sorry, you've needed one forever. Mm-hmm. Now you have one.
And you're not doing it. That's crazy.
Just elevate her. I don't care. Like, yeah.
So she's going to get the TBS after Double or Nothing. But then, like, when does she go for the... Are they waiting for All In?
I don't know.
Women?
I literally have no idea anymore.
That's why I had to ask you. But to your point, let's let it cook. Wait till Dynasty. But yeah. Pete, take it over, brother. It's time for our WrestleMania predictions.
All right. So we have 13 matches, but we actually have 14 predictions.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you when we get to it. Coming into this, I am 7-4. Lynn is 9-2. Lynn's got a 2-game lead on me, but 14 points I'll put up here.
Mm-hmm.
That could be decided. We'll start with WrestleMania night one and then go on to night two. Mm-hmm. And we'll give our thoughts. Let's dive into the first match.
And real quick, based on our picks, utilize them if you use DraftKings or you use any of these betting things.
Utilize Lynn. Or say what I do and then do the opposite.
Hey, you're 7-4 right now, brother. We're on the up and up, my brother.
Well, that was because we went like 6-0 in WWE because they were so predictable.
Yeah, it was.
We both got every match correct.
So DraftKings,
so we'll see.
Fan sided, any of you betting spots? Sponsorship is available for Lynn and Pete's predictions. But Pete, take it away, brother.
All right. So first up, I don't know if this is the match order, but this is just how Wikipedia had it. So that's the route I'm going. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santo Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Ooh, okay. You start us off, brother.
Well, this has been building for a while since Rey's been gone, then came back, and the LWO kind of exploded and imploded and then regained life and then lost some life. This one's tough because I feel like you give it to Rey for the pop. Like, I feel like Rey pinning Dom after all the past stuff. I don't think Rey's ever pinned Dom.
Have you been paying attention to SmackDown recently?
Bits and pieces.
Okay, let me give you some insight before you make your pick. Yeah. So for me, it's Los Faction and Global Nobles. What is the faction called?
LWO?
No, not the Latino world. I'm talking about Santos's faction. Isn't it like it's something they have a title for it?
Are they in Global Nobles?
I'm not Santos Escobar faction. Let's see. It'll tell me. Legado del Fantasma. Excuse me. Sorry.
That's a
New Japan thing. My bad. Legado del Fantasma. So for me, I thought it was going to be some of them, but because Dom wasn't on WrestleMania, Triple H was like, we got to get him in there and shoehorn this in. So I don't know, when Santos came out and picked the ringer that was Dom, Rey on SmackDown was like, what the fuck? This changes everything. And the next time they appeared, Carlito was very much so expecting to be chosen with Rey to go to battle, but Rey chose Dragon Lee. And when he did, you need to look at Carlito's face. His whole demeanor, it wasn't sad. It went to pissed. So I think that Santos and Dom will win based upon old boy turning heel Carlito. And I think that may affect Andrade's decision to work with Dom, and I think we'll see Carlito join that faction with Dom and Santos, and Andrade go to the Rey Mysterio faction, because I believe Judgment Day is breaking up, and you need something for Dom to do, so Dom's going to go be a part of the bad Latino crew. Andrade's going to lead the good one. That's how I'm feeling. The Andrade thing may not happen, but Carlito, 100% Pete, is messing up this fight and going heel. I got Santos and Dirty Dom. Now, does Dom pin Rey? I don't know if they're doing that one. Like, I think it might be Santos pinning Dragon Lee.
Okay. I think I'm still going to go Rey.
Okay, still going to go Rey. Gotcha.
But I think they'll do like the thing where they like raises his hand up at the end and then like clotheslines him or something like that.
He gets betrayed somehow to where heels still go out on top.
They'll jump him afterwards.
Okay. And if that happens, then Andrade is definitely coming out and jumping him with Carlito. They're coming out. Like, if the jump thing happens, that's for sure happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where we split. All right, lady.
Okay, next one is Bianca, Jade, and Naomi going up against Damage Control. No chance Damage Control wins. No chance.
0.000. Pete, I said it in the episode with Malik. The moment where those three ladies pointed at the WrestleMania sign was beyond iconic. It was touching. It made my soul feel happy. It reminded me of when The Rock joined the Nation of Domination. You had those four brothers putting the fist up. This is a big moment for women, and specifically Black women everywhere, showing them that they can do this. There's no way, no disrespect to the other women, there's no way they're losing. On top of this, Bianca has it's either 15 or 21, and I know that's a big gap, but she has a streak going of WrestleMania wins. They're not going to break it based upon...
She doesn't have 15
wins. It might be nine. I'm going to look.
I don't think it's nine either.
Let me see. I'm going to look this up. But anyway...
There's only 31.
yeah, you're right. I might be tripping.
She might be at like four.
She has such a streak.
And she lost to Becky.
Hold on. So, as of...
You got Kofi'd by Becky.
Has beyond... So... Bianca Belair, she's undefeated over 3 years at WrestleMania.
Okay.
That's what this thing. So for the past 3 years, she is undefeated. I'm trying to see the record. It's not giving it to me.
She lost to Becky. Becky kind of like jobbed her. That was kind of whack. It was like when Kofi lost to Brock. It was like, we're doing this.
It says she's 3-0.
There's no way. Did she lost to Becky Lynch at WrestleMania?
April 23rd. I'm telling you, look.
Bro, am I tripping?
Maybe the Becky thing was at SummerSlam. Was it?
Oh my God, am I tripping?
Maybe.
Maybe that wasn't WrestleMania. Maybe that was like Royal Rumble or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, do I look dumb.
Yeah, she's 3-0. So
okay.
They don't want to break the streak because this is a new streak. And plus, you don't want Jade to lose on her first outing in pay-per-view.
Jade is pinning Dakota Kai.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And honestly, I could see Jade and Bianca fighting over the pin to give Jade her first feud.
I think
making Jade go heel. Or do you think it's too early? Let them still be friends. Because that's coming, Pete. SummerSlam, Bianca versus Jade. I think that's happening.
Ooh, see, I kind of want like Bianca and Jade to be
tag team. Okay, well, yeah. I would be cool with that and stretch it to next WrestleMania because where they
Bianca
break up right
can
before.
Carry them while Jade gets more or whatever. Bianca like can that. 100% carry. And then,
no, I'm with you. I think
that'd be
my statement.
Feud as well. The Kabuki Warriors and Bianca and Jade. That'd be
we
insane.
Check my statement. I want Bianca and Jade tag teaming until Elimination Chamber, and then they break, or maybe not even Elimination Chamber. Basically, in December, they break up, setting up their feud for WrestleMania, baby, at 41. That would be one of the biggest matches ever. Yeah, so that's what I want. We're both picking Jade's team, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, this is where we're going to get two winners. It's the six-pack ladder match.
Ah!
So they're hanging both of them up, and I don't... I guess I should run this by you.
Well, they said at Raw, let me just say this before. Okay. They said at Raw that both championships, all belts have to be grabbed to win. So,
So one team is winning both.
No. Basically, one team can grab one and another team can grab one and it's split.
Because what I was thinking. I was like, this is the way that they
split
up
the champ. 100%.
Okay. So I think we should predict two winners.
I agree. Okay, I agree wholeheartedly.
Just check it. Okay. So,
because it's tough.
I have mine. So Judgment Day, Awesome Truth, DIY, New Day, New Catch Republic, and A-Town Down Under,
baby.
So I think this is going one face, one heel.
Okay.
I think it's just easier that way.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to pick between which face I want to have it, but I know which heel I'm picking.
Okay.
And I just think that there's such pieces of shit that they'd be a fantastic tag team and holding the belt. So one of them, I'm going A-Town Down Under.
Yeah, that's...
I think they'd be a fantastic...
A lot of people whose wrestling opinion I respect with you at the top are picking A-Town Down Under, which making me question how I feel. So give me your other one, and then I'll say mine, and we can discuss about it.
My face winner, and I don't think they're going to hold the belt for that long, but I think it'd be a really cool moment. Mm-hmm. I'm going Awesome Truth.
Oh, yeah, 100. See, I think that's the one that's, like, guaranteed, Pete. Like, that's the one that I think is more set in stone than A-Town Down Under, funny enough. Because I think it's between three teams. I think Awesome Truth is getting the Raw belt, or it doesn't actually matter. I think they're getting one belt nonetheless. I think the other belt comes down to three teams, and it's not Judgment Day, which is hilarious. One of them is, like you said, A-Town Down Under. The other two are people that Triple H has been pushing and building for this that made people call for the belts to be split. New Catch Republic and DIY.
DIY was my other one outside of Austin.
I'm so torn between those two because I could see Miz and Truth winning and then turning to heel.
Can hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now? Oh, hold on. Hear me now? Nope. Can you hear me now? Let's see. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Wait. All right.
Switch it back. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So I think Awesome Truth can win and turn heel. But it's like, I don't know if they want them to be heel because they're such good baby faces right now. So I'm with you. I'm going Awesome Truth, and I will go A-Town Down Under. But don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if New Catch wins or DIY wins.
Okay, so what was your picks again?
Oh, Awesome Truth and A-Town Down Under. I agree with you.
Okay.
Because I think for SmackDown, it's like, A-Town Down Under gets so much TV time and people love to hate them. Give them the tag belts and give them a decent run to where when they break up, if Theory goes face, it's believable now. If Theory just went face today, it's not believable.
Nope.
So you got to build to that.
Agreed. Okay. Next up, we got the Usos. We got Jay versus Jimmy. We yeetin'?
No yeet.
Are we skeetin'? Who you think
win? This is a match that I'm also torn on because it's like Jay is main event Jay Uso. It's clear cut that he's the biggest brother of the two. It's clear cut. He is him, Cody Rhodes, and I forget who the third person is, but Cody Rhodes is number one. Jay Uso is number two in terms of merch sales leading up to WrestleMania. The Rock might be three or Roman, but I digress. For Jay to be up there with Cody, that shows how much he matters to this company. And it's like, you need him to win. But Jimmy has not had a moment. And if Jay wins, what does Jimmy do from there? I think you could have Jimmy win and run it back at Backlash. But I'm too much of a pussy to pick that. I'm picking Jay. And I'll just eat the loss because I think Jay's too big to where he can't lose. But I think it would be better for their story long term to have Jimmy do some DQ shit and win based upon some clown shit. And then Backlash, you run it back and Jay wins.
Okay. See, I'm picking Jimmy.
I'm glad. Thank you. I'm too scared to do it.
I got something in my head planned for the rest of the nights. Let's just say Jimmy ain't winning clean.
Put it that way. Okay, I'm with you on that. I agree. Yeah. If he wins, it's got to be some dirty ass shit. I'm just too scared to do it, but I agree with you, Pete. That's why you're my guy. That's why I'm so glad I do this podcast with you, because you see what I'm seeing of it makes more sense money-wise and long-term because they haven't built this that much. Let Jimmy win, and then Jay's like, no, I got to redeem myself. I got to get my honor back. If Jay wins, the story's over.
Yeah. No. All right. I don't think it's necessarily over, but I do think... I think there's a better route to take.
And okay,
that's with Jimmy winning.
I think you convinced me. Can I change my pick? I'm going to say Pete convinced me because I was on the fence of it. And I only picked Jay because I thought that was the safe thing. But you're right. We're not. This podcast isn't about being safe. We're giving you the best picks out there. I'm going Jimmy with you, Pete. No, now explain why you think so.
The best picks. I'm giving you the 65% best picks.
So, do you have a theory? Or are you waiting until later?
I'll tie into something. Don't worry.
Gotcha.
Gunther going up against Sami Zayn. I don't think Gunther.
You start this off.
Here.
Yeah, this is your boy.
I do think Sami winning makes sense. And I think it would be a great David versus Goliath thing, just because, like, you saw, he just got like manhandled by
the Rocky Gunther. Shit. Yeah,
he stood up, and then Gunther still just beat his ass. I think that would still be like a good story. I just don't think, unless,
nah, you're right. No, you are right.
The
brother.
only thing that to me that would make sense is if Gunther loses and then he fights Drew and beats Drew for the title.
Mm.
If Drew beats Seth, but
I don't think it's time for that.
Drew's too hot. Drew's too hot for him to lose.
And my thing is, like, I feel like, yes, Sammy's been doing the Rocky thing, but I feel like this is Rocky 1, to where Rocky loses in the first Rocky.
Yes, he does.
But he makes a good showing.
But he wins the heart.
And see, that's what I think is going to happen. I think Sammy might be the one to beat Gunther, but I don't think it's going to happen here. I think they're gonna do a match to where this is Gunther's, like, been pushed the most. Push the closest to a loss, and I think Sammy's gonna be right there, but then Gunther does something, wins, and then Sammy's gonna be laying at the mat, think he's at his lowest, and the crowd's gonna chant for him, and he's gonna, right after WrestleMania, he's gonna be down, and like Chad Gable's gonna come out and say, brother, did you not hear how they reacted to you?
Yeah.
You were that don't give up in Rocky 2, and they build to it, but I'm picking Gunther 2.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Rocky too, man. He's gonna come whenever's the next chance, the next maybe SummerSlam, Backlash, whenever it is, he wins the next one, and Chad Gable trains him and he picks himself up just like Rocky did versus Apollo in the second one.
Right on. No, I love that. I love that. Okay, so we're both picking Gunther.
So. Yes, sir.
Okay. Next up, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
You start us off with this one.
Okay, so coming into this like 2 weeks ago, I was like 99% on Rhea.
And they're not doing a good job with the story. Me and Jonathan talked about that. Like, they waited until this week to do major build shit. Like, Becky was on the Breakfast Club talking shit about Rhea.
Yeah.
Rhea heard that they did on Ariel Helwani and started fighting. Like, why weren't we building them weeks ago? I understand it paid so much attention to The Rock, Cody, and Roman, but like, they deserve that, bro. Like, I feel like Bailey
Charlamagne thing.
Yes, I love it.
That was funny as fuck.
I feel like Rhea and Becky and Bailey and EO deserved much more booking than they got. I feel like they got kind of shortchanged this WrestleMania because of The Rock.
Yep. So like I said before, coming into this, I was like, or like 2 weeks ago, I was like 99% sure Rhea's going. Now I'm like 80% sure.
I'm with you right there. Yep.
I think if Becky wins, then Seth wins night two.
Ooh, okay.
So, because I want them to go on vacation, but if Becky's winning, Seth ain't
going. That's winning the championship. Yeah, that's a good call.
I just, Rhea's too
dominant,
good.
Bro. Yeah.
And she's too hot, like, not like, I mean, both figuratively. Like,
we got you.
She's not the time.
She's not the one.
I mean, legit, Rhea should lose to Jade. Like, that would be perfect for me.
Tiffany, whichever one you want to do.
Ooh.
To turn Rhea babyface, to give her the fine, to make her be the anti-hero. It's got to be Tiffany or Jade, one of them. Because I don't see it being Bianca. They're saving that for a WrestleMania down
that's
the line.
That's 2-3 years down
but
the
like
road.
Right now, to turn Rhea babyface and make her be an anti-hero, there's no babyface that's hot enough. It has to be Tiffany or Jade. I agree with you with that. So, but yeah, I'm picking Rhea. She's too dominant. Triple H is not ending this run. She is like, this is, so I feel like the LA Knight match is to make LA Knight a made man. I think this is to put Rhea in the top echelon of, like, she was already considered the best women's wrestler today, but this puts her legend status. She beat Charlotte, and now she beats Becky, two of the four horsewomen. This girl is one of the best all time, and I think that's what Triple H is going for.
I think you got to pump the brakes a little bit on that one.
I think this is what Triple H feels. I'm talking just from
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he wants her to be I'm not saying she's the best. I think he's building her resume.
I think her in-ring work still needs
some work. For sure.
She also needs a new finisher. Please, for the love of God, the Riptide is a awful she's, finisher.
And it's funny to say because she's good in the ring, but she's better on the mic.
No, for sure. She's a personality, and she's not bad in-ring, but she's not Charlotte. No.
I wouldn't even say she's Becky.
I just hate the Riptide. I hate it so much. But yeah, Rhea's winning. I think I'm like 80% confident.
I agree, brother. I'll be shocked if Becky wins. To be honest, like Becky's great, but I will totally be damn. Triple H actually did it. And to your point, yeah, if she wins, Seth's winning. Like I agree with that 100%.
Okay, moving on to our last match: The Rock in Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. If Rhodes and Rollins wins, then the bloodline is barred.
Bloodline rules. Bloodline rules.
Or if they win, night two will have bloodline rules.
Yes, sir. From the final boss's mouth to action.
Yep. A couple things with this. I don't think that they would incorporate the stipulation of bloodline rules without them winning. That's also another reason why I think Jimmy is winning.
Is
to have like, I think it just makes it spoiler night two. Cody's winning for
me. Yeah, me too.
I think it's all to build up Cody.
To make it to where Jay Will wants to go help. Yeah, that makes
finish
a lot of
the
sense.
Story under all odds. Mm-hmm. Everything is thrown at him. Bloodline rules.
He has to have the hardest of hard times. His dad's
Bolo's gonna be there. Jimmy's Rock. Gonna be there. Rock will probably be doing.
They might even bring in like Lance on Hawaii because he said, "Am I next?" And did N little E big X big T. I could see them bringing in other people from the blood because Jacob Fatu has been a free agent and hasn't signed anywhere. I could see those two coming in as well to just cause ruckus, and Cody has to overcome all of it, but we'll get to night two because I have a prediction of who I think comes out.
But I do think that's the whole setup. The whole against all odds,
they wouldn't have made this bloodline rule stipulation if you weren't going to give us bloodline. It's like, come on.
Yep. And I actually, hot take, I think Cody's taking the pin.
Oh, that's not a hot. Well, it may be a hot take, but not to this podcast because I agree with you. I think he has to cause doubt in his head, and we're going to get like some vignette or clip the next day before WrestleMania starts. It's going to be him waking up and asking, can I really do this? And he said in the Ariel Helwani interview that Brandy will be incorporated in WrestleMania in some way. I think it's going to be in that vignette. He's going to be talking to, he's going to be waking up, talking to himself, and Brandy's going to be like, what are you saying, Cody? You can do this. I believe in you. Liberty believes in you. Your mom believes in you. You need to believe in you. And yep. I think to get her back, Brandy's going to give him a speech similar to Rocky what's Rocky's girl's name? Oh my gosh, this is going to bug me. Hold on, I got to figure it out.
Just adding on more to it, Cody Rhodes' tour bus started on fire.
Yeah. Oh, for like, real? Like in real life?
I don't know if it's a work or a shoot, but like, it was reported that his tour bus started on fire.
Damn. So it's Adrian. And I feel like this is going to be Cody's Rocky moment because in Rocky 2 or against Mr. T, Adrian gives him a speech where Rocky doesn't believe in himself. And I think they're going to use that part of Rocky. And we might see Cody running up the steps, brother.
All right.
But night one, I got The Rock and them winning as well. Bloodline rules.
Does Roman pin Cody or does The Rock?
Oh, no. I think The Rock does. And see, that goes into something I think about night two. I think Roman's going to get ready to pin Cody, but the final boss pushes him to the side and 1, 2, 3, and Roman's gonna look at him like he's gonna be like, we're cousins, but he's gonna lift his arm and act like nothing happened. But Roman looks at him with a side eye, and I think that will lead to Rock eventually, not during the match, but after betraying Roman. Because I think Rock won't interfere during the match because I do agree with you. I think it's gonna be some Avengers Endgame type shit where all of them come. But I think once Roman loses, Rock's gonna be like, I gave you everything, you had everything, and I gave you all these people, and you couldn't do it. You don't deserve to be the tribal chief. I am the final boss. And he'll kick him in the face. And then Roman goes on break. And then Rock goes on break. And like that sets up the real bloodline civil war.
Hell yeah. That's what's up. All right. So that is night one. Recap real quick. I had Ray and Dragon Lee. Lynn had
Santos and Dom. Santos, yeah,
and Dirty Dom. We both had Bianca, Jade, and Naomi. We both had Awesome Truth and A-Town Down Under. We both had Jimmy, both had Gunther, both had Rhea, both had Rock and Roman. So we had one difference.
In the Jimmy thing, I just believed in what you were pitching, because you're right. Like, I think money-wise, you got to make Jay Chase a little longer.
Yep. Okay. Moving on to night two, the sleeper match of both nights.
Ooh.
Bobby Lashley in the Street Profits versus Karrion Kross versus the Authors of Pain. I don't care. I think this match is probably going to suck pretty hard.
Well, it's a street fight. I think because it's a street fight, it'll be entertaining. But sure. but it doesn't.
I don't care.
Yeah, the Street Profits should be competing for the tag team champions. What the fuck is happening with this? And my thing is, though, Pete, I'm torn, because Final Testament is this new heel faction, and it's like they need to win to give them credibility. Like, why do Bobby and the Street Profits don't lose anything by losing? They don't. I don't think they gain anything by winning either. I think it could also push to Montez maybe breaking up with Dawkins if they want to do that, or Dawkins and Montez breaking up with Bobby. So I'm picking the Final Testament, because ooh, I feel like they have to win, because if not, Karrion Kross is buried, bro. What else can he do? Like,
no, he's been buried.
That's what I'm saying. But like, Triple H believes in this guy and gave this guy this big faction, this big look. He's not doing that unless he wants to make them a solidified heel group of SmackDown.
All right. Yeah. I'm going Bobby. And
I don't blame you.
Karrion Kross never wins anything ever. He's a bum.
That's how I feel.
But I just don't care.
Yeah, that's how I want. I legitimately want the Street Profits to win, but I'm literally just banking on the fact that Triple H brought this guy back. There's no way he gave him Paul Ellering and this big monster faction to have him lose. Because, like, if he loses, Pete, straight up, no one gives a fuck about Karrion Kross going forward. Like, at least if they win, he has a shot to build that up. But if they lose, why are they even on the roster at that point?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so, I'm going to keep it 100. I just really don't care about this.
I see. I feel you. So you going Bobby, I got Karrion.
All right, this match I do care about, because I think the build-up for it has been incredible. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. These
amazing.
Have two people just seem like they just fucking hate each other.
I want them to make it a Hell in a Cell. That's what they need to. Or at least false count everywhere. This should be weapons used, chair. And I know SmackDown's tonight. Hopefully they announce something.
Or like a strap match where they just can't move and they can't run.
Something. They
beat the shit out of each other.
Like, I want blood. Like, they need to go at it. This should not be a normal match. There should be some stipulation.
I also think this is great, because I think it could go either way. I think you can build it up regardless of who wins. But I'm just going to pick the person that I think that needs to win it a little bit more than the other person. So that's why I'm picking LA Knight.
Yeah.
But I do legit think it can go either way.
I do too, because of the explanation I just gave. Oh, can you not hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay. Because of the explanation I just gave with Karrion Kross about how AJ just turned heel and you want him to build him up as a credible heel. But to your point, I feel like LA Knight to go after the USA title, I feel like beating AJ Styles at WrestleMania makes LA Knight a made man. And to your point, I feel like he needs this, because if he beats LA Knight, now it's like, okay, he is credible, one of the best baby faces. I'm picking LA Knight.
All right.
And then that makes AJ more heelish, because I think when Cody wins, Cody's going to battle the new Bullet Club when Tama Tonga comes. Ooh. AJ Styles is going to call the OC.
You think Tama Tonga's coming?
Oh, yeah. I think he's leaving New Japan. He's not going to AEW. I feel like he's going to WWE legit. And I feel like we're going to get the Bullet Club. And I feel like when Judgment Day breaks up, I think Finn and JD join AJ and Tama Tonga. And Finn's like, AJ, you were right all along. Too sweet.
I am a massive Tama Tonga fan.
Cody go up against the Bloodline. I mean, the Bullet Club. Hell yeah.
Very few wrestlers just emanate swag. And Tama Tonga has it. When he does like his walk and he does like his little, I don't know, it reminds me of like old school, like NWO when they like came out.
Yeah. And, like, and Scott Hall doing the.
I love Tama Tonga.
I think he's definitely going to WWE, because AJ Styles, every time he's done a press, he's been like pitching that sort of stuff. So
for sure. Okay, cool. So we look at LA Knight. Next up, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus KO.
I'm torn on this one.
I think legit all three of them could win.
Could win, yeah. But I think because Logan is the poster boy of SummerSlam,
okay,
I'm picking Logan because I think LA Knight defeats Logan at SummerSlam for the US title.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because
we've been saying it, Randy doesn't need this. KO definitely don't need this. I think KO takes the pin because Logan Knight ain't pinning Randy Orton.
Oh, and then, oh.
And okay. Then LA Knight's like, yep, that's why I think you have LA Knight beat AJ Styles, because now you make him a made man, and he goes after Logan Paul and beats him in his home city.
Okay, because you switched on Jimmy, I actually did not have Logan when you said that. Now I do have Logan.
Let's go!
Okay, I'm a big Logan. I originally had KO, but like you said, I honestly don't think any of them need
the win,
belt. Mm-mm. Like, they don't need it. So I guess if, yeah, I mean, LA Knight taking it off of, and then maybe Randy and KO feud somehow.
Yeah, because Rand, let's say Randy, like KO gets in Randy's way.
Yeah.
Randy can blame him. That starts Randy's heel turn. Backlash, have him beat KO, but he's going after Cody. We're all setting up for Randy to be a heel to go after Cody. By having him lose this match, he's like, I'm not a good guy. I got to go back to my ways.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm not what you said. Yeah. See,
that's why we're perfect partner. Like you said, you convinced me with Jimmy. I convinced you with Logan. Let's go.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Well, man, this next one, Io Sky versus Bayley.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So my original thing that I was thinking is, like, a lot of faces are winning. A heel has to win. But at WrestleMania, that's not the case. That's not the case at all. But man, I do feel like they're going to screw over Bayley somehow. So I'm going to trust my heart. I'm still going to go Io Sky.
Okay, this is one where I'm trusting my heart. I'm going Bayley. I feel like Rhea's the heel for the women's, and I feel like Triple H respects everything that Bayley did in the pandemic. Everything, the pin she took against Bayley lost to Bianca for a whole fucking year, damn near.
She did.
And was taking L after L. I think this is her redemption in becoming the champion. But I do think Damage Control and her will still feud. I think that, to your point, I feel like at Backlash, Io's going to get her rematch. Now, whether or not she wins or not, I don't know. But I think Bayley's going to finally get her WrestleMania moment.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. It's just like, I have...
But you make sense of having Io win and continue the feud. Like, yeah. I definitely believe in the long build with this. Because it didn't get a proper build. Like, we said that.
Yeah, like, Bayley can lose... Or, like, Io can win not clean and then some shit. Same thing with, like,
fans,
Cody a little bit.
Make
and
the fans have, like, clamor for Bayley more.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
To your point, if Bayley loses, they got to screw her. It can't be a clean loss. It's got to be she gets her ass beat. And then that makes the fans galvanize for her, and either at SummerSlam or Backlash, you give it to Bayley.
Yep. Yep. Okay. That sounds good. Next up, we got Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Drew's the hottest.
Yeah, I'm kind of 100% one way. There's
I'm 100% on Drew until the meme lord thing he's doing is done. Have him hold the belt
until CM Punk comes back. That's he has to hold the belt until Punk.
I think
ready.
He should. You know me. I hope CM Punk does not beat Drew. It would make sense for him to beat Drew, but
yeah,
I think right now, based off, I have Becky losing. I'm going to have Seth lose. They need to go on vacation, raise your child, take 6 months off, back at Royal Rumble or something like that.
I'm picking Drew as well, but I want to ask you, because some people have told me they think that this is when Damian Priest cashes in. I think if Damian Priest cashes in, he loses. Like, some people are saying, have Drew have his moment, then Damian cashes in.
Yeah.
And then have Drew lose because he loses in front of CM Punk, which forces Punk to talk more shit to him.
Yeah.
Have Damian hold it for a couple months, and then Drew wins it back.
I'm cool with that. I'm 100% cool with that.
I'm not mad at it, but, like, I'm kind of just over the Damian Priest Money in the Bank thing. I just want Drew to have his moment because I think he's earned it. So, like, I think if Damian comes, I won't be mad, but it's like, all right, whatever. But I would love I would love for Drew to then beat Damian and then look at CM Punk like, I told you, I'm him.
I'm him. I've been him. I will continue to be him.
Him, exactly. No one's scared of your old cripple ass.
All right, last match, Roman versus Cody. I'm going to let you take it away because you've been waiting this for a year.
it's time. I feel like it's Avengers Assemble. Pete said it perfectly when we're getting Bloodline rules. I think that you will see at either John Cena or Steve Austin or both. Steve Austin received a basket, a huge basket of beers and liquor, and he was about to read the name, and he was like, maybe I should keep that to myself. And then, so, like, that was 100% story. Also, I feel like when The Rock beat his ass, they did not have to have that truck have a space in the middle for the third person and have John Cena on the left and Steve Austin on the right and Cody in the middle. I feel like that was purposely done, Pete, to say that he's the next babyface in line with the Austin and the Cena. He's a mixture of the two. I also feel that Rock loses this and blames Roman and also has to betray. Like, I think Cody's going to get his moment, but then we're going to see Rock betray Roman and say, you're no longer the Bloodline leader. Yep. I am.
I'm the final boss.
I think Jay comes out. Seth should come out. I think Randy Orton may come out to set up the story that I've always pitched of Randy Orton and Legacy. I think those are the only two main, like three main roster people, and maybe Sami Zayn. I think those are the only four main roster people that have come out. And then I think Cena and or Steve Austin are both. So I got Cody winning. It's time. Roman wants to go on vacation, obviously. And if you want Roman and Rock to be huge, you have to have Roman lose, because having Roman deflated and then have The Rock betray him, you can get Roman to be a babyface bigger than he's ever been by having people feel sorry for him. So I got Cody Rhodes winning.
Yeah, I got Cody winning. I mean, there's not much more to say. I think
there's no, like, having him lose defeats that character, man. Yeah. Like, it defeats everything you've built for these 2 years. But I will say, Pete, if he does lose, it has to be this. It has to be him not only getting screwed. I need Triple H to come out right before the pin. And I need Triple H to say, say something along the lines of, you thought you could go work for that pissant company and come back and be our champion?
Ah.
Yeah, right. Roman, finish him. And then at the end, Roman, Rock, and Triple H all raise their hand, and this is the new authority. This is the board. Ooh. That's the only way I can accept Cody losing, because at that point, it's creating Stone Cold again and having him beat not only Rock, Roman, but beat the authority of Triple H.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that a lot.
That's the only way, Pete, I can accept him losing. The only way.
The only thing I can say that I could add on more, how I feel if Swerve doesn't beat Joe, and I'm just going to throw AEW out of the book. If Cody doesn't win, I mean,
it's over, bro.
Dude, it's just like, why do I care?
Yeah.
Why do I fucking care? Like,
that's the only way, Pete, because if it doesn't happen like that, it's like, what are we fucking doing? Just for Roman to get the run to Hulk Hogan? Like, that's, if it was Bruno, like, if he was going for the number one spot, I could see it. But you're going for number four, brother. Or number three. Like, what the fuck Congrats. Are we doing?
You're the bronze medal of bronze medal.
So, like, and Cody has done all these make-a-wish. John Cena told him after he lost, be the champion without the belt. And he has done that. Cody is the face of WWE, whether people want to admit it or not. He is, man. He is.
Yeah. Nope, I agree. And he should be. I just don't get it sometimes. I just don't understand why people don't pull the trigger sometimes.
Yeah, they wait too long.
It's like, I mean, for me, like, it kills my passion for the product. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't watched WWE as much as I would if Cody won last year.
And I will say this. We were on, and I know what you're about to say. I'm going to say this. We were definitely on the page of he should have won.
Yeah.
I'll say this, Pete. I think, yes, he should have won, but I like the build of him losing, of giving him more hard times, because I think
it's
him
not
beating
bad.
It's not. It could have been a lot worse. I think by him beating Brock Lesnar, it did this thing that I wanted for LA Knight. He beat a made man. Not only he won the tag champions, he showed that he is the best wrestler here. He deserves the belt. So yep. To your point, I think any longer, it's like, what the fuck are we doing? If it's not
exactly.
if it's not the way I pitch, then I'm with you. I'm off it. Like, I'm just off it. Like, I'm going to pay attention to other storylines. Cody lost me, and I'm just going to watch AEW. Hopefully, Swerve wins.
Yep.
So, and people may say that's a baby way approach. It's not, because I just feel that you're doing a disservice to all the fans. And I would, like, when DC sucked, when Batman versus Superman, the Justice League came out, and I found out that Zack Snyder wanted to kill Dick Grayson and not Jason Todd, I was off. Like, I did not fuck with that shit because he didn't understand the comics. He didn't give us a good story. I should be able to do the same thing to wrestling if they don't give us a good story.
Yep.
So that's where I'm at. All right, run our night two picks down, Pete.
All right, recap real quick. Bobby and Street Profits versus Karrion Kross, or I guess the Final,
Final Testament. Yeah.
I have the Pride.
Oh, I hate that name. That name's horrible. There should be Street Business.
I'll always be eternally salty for breaking up the Hurt Business.
The Hurt Business, yeah.
The Hurt Business was so fucking.
And they
good.
And they reformed that Wale Mania and Shelton Benjamin gave such a beautiful speech. I'll send it to you after about how he wished the Hurt Business was still around.
Yeah, they were incredible. They broke them up for no fucking
reason. No reason.
We both had LA Knight over AJ Styles. We both had Logan Paul over Radiant KO. I had Io Sky. You had Bayley. We both had Drew, and we both have Cody.
Yes, sir. Thank you to everybody for paying attention. We will be doing our review next week before Pete goes to Japan. Yes. Pete, are you gonna be back before Dynasty?
When is Dynasty?
Let me see really quickly, because if not, I have a plan of what we can do. AW Dynasty
is April 21st. I will be in Kyoto, Japan.
Okay, so what we will do is for that week, Pete's going to text me his picks. I'll do an episode either by myself or with like Brian H. Waters. I'll get a guest or it'll be by myself, and I'll make sure that I say all of Pete's picks, and when he comes back, we will review Dynasty. But the last episode with Pete before he goes to Japan will be next week's review of WrestleMania, which we will be doing on Thursday. I'll have an interview with Brian H. Waters as well that week, and I may get something else, but there'll definitely be the streams. So thank you to everybody who's been listening to the Workshoe Show. Join us on this journey because Pete and I have so much planned. But Pete, tell the people where they can follow you at on social media.
Yeah, best way to find me on social media is my anime podcast, What You Say Annie. It's What You Say A-N-I on Twitter. Even if you don't like anime, you should still follow me. Help me get to like 400 followers. I'm almost there.
Hell yeah. Make sure y'all go follow. Make sure y'all go subscribe. If you like this guy and what he does on this podcast, go support him. We need to support each other. So make sure you go follow my brother Pete. Join our Discord. Like I said, we will be discussing WrestleMania all weekend. Be sure to follow me. I'll give y'all my TikTok. Be sure to follow me on TikTok at LynnBWT, LynnBWT, because I will be going live after WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2. And then follow me on Twitter at LynnBWT and follow the Bros Who Think at Bros Who Think. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Like I said, so much more content is dropping now. And I appreciate everyone who's joined the YouTube bandwagon and joined the board. If you listen to us on audio, don't worry. I have some special audio things coming down the pipe, but I had to build up the YouTube first. But thank you, everybody who supports us. Until next week, enjoy WrestleMania. Hopefully your favorites win. And Pete and I will talk to you on the other side. Until then, peace.